support for this KQED podcast comes from ACT, presenting Stephen Sondheim's rapturous musical, A Little Night Music. Featuring an all-star cast, A Little Night Music begins performances at ACT's Geary Theater May 20th. ACT-SF.org.
Good morning. I'm Queenie Kim, and this is the California Report. Governor Brown declared a state of emergency for Santa Barbara County yesterday in response to the broken pipeline, which could have spilled up to 105,000 gallons of crude into the Pacific. The proclamation cuts the red tape to release money for the cleanup. The oil slick has spread over a 9-mile area near Refugio State Park up the coast from Santa Barbara, where it's threatening wildlife. KCBX reporter Jordan Bell was there, and she brings us this report.
You could smell the crude fouling Refugio State Beach, where cleanup crews spent the day scouring rocks and sand. The pipeline brings crude from oil fields in Kern County, and the operator, Plains All American, is cooperating in the spill investigation. Kira Redman is with Santa Barbara Channel Keeper. She says there's a long and troubled history with oil in Santa Barbara after a catastrophic spill in 1969.
But it's an oil-rich area. There's been platforms here for a very long time, and so we live with what we have and try to have a lot of advocacy groups and groups that are out there on the water, like Channel Keeper, monitoring to make sure that things like this don't happen.
A spokesman for the Western States Petroleum Association, Tupper Hull, says the industry does value safety.
Our members are very deeply saddened to see this kind of accident, and that, you know, once this is cleaned up and once all of the resources that they can provide to assist in that effort, they're going to make darn sure they know what happened and what can be done to make sure it doesn't happen again.
The pipeline company says it will likely have to excavate the nearly 30-year-old line before it can determine why it ruptured. For the California Report, I'm Jordan Bell on the Santa Barbara County Coast.
Farmers who hold senior water rights, which can date back all the way to the gold rush, have historically been spared from water cuts. Now, in year 4 of the drought, state water officials say that's going to change. They're expected to hand down restrictions this week to rights holders in the San Joaquin Delta. It'll be the first time such cuts have been ordered since the 1970s. A group of Delta farmers volunteered to give up 25% of their water, and in exchange, they want the state to promise it won't impose any further cutbacks. State officials say they'll consider that offer and make a decision by the end of the week. Today, the Covered California Board, that's the agency that implements the Affordable Care Act here, is voting on the issue of the high cost of certain specialty drugs. It's a problem facing folks like Santa Rosa resident Michael Lawrence. Every day for 6 months last year, Lawrence had to take 2 pills to treat a liver condition. Each one cost $1,000. At that price, he almost didn't take the drug at all. The California Report's health reporter April Dimboski takes it from there.
Sometimes Michael Lawrence gets up in the morning, eats breakfast, and then heads straight back to bed for a nap.
Really bad tired spells. It's like you have to go to sleep.
This is one of the symptoms of hepatitis C, a virus that can damage the liver. Most people who have it don't have any symptoms, sometimes for decades. But for some people like Lawrence, waves of intense fatigue hit several times a day.
Yeah, it takes away probably 3 or 4 hours of my waking day.
There's also an increased risk of liver cancer or liver failure. So when Lawrence heard there was a new drug regimen that could cure his disease, he went straight to his insurance company.
So the first thing they did, of course, was deny it.
But the real problem was the price tag. Each pill costs $1,000.
The first quote I got was $140,000, and I would be responsible for $14,000.
Lawrence is a retired middle school teacher. He lives on Social Security. There was just no way he could come up with $14,000 on his own.
So what did you do?
Went to everybody I knew of and fussed and fumed and all that stuff.
Eventually, Lawrence got financial aid from a nonprofit to help him cover his costs. Every morning at 10 a.m., he'd stand over his bathroom sink and swallow 2 capsules.
You know, I'd go to take my pills and I'd go, there's 1,000. There's another one.
It's a really frightening Wild West kind of situation for people that need these specialty drugs.
Betsy Imholtz is a health advocate with Consumers Union. She says the problem affects people with a range of chronic conditions like HIV and multiple sclerosis.
We've heard stories of people who've emptied their retirement savings to cover their drug needs.
So advocates went to Covered California, the agency that implements the Affordable Care Act here. They said there should be a cap on how much consumers pay for these drugs. If the board approves the proposal, most people who buy insurance through the individual market will only pay $150 or $250 per prescription per month.
Every state is struggling with this.
Some states are considering lower caps of $100.
We're better than most, I would say, but maybe not the absolute top of the heap like we usually are.
Imholt says health insurance companies here tried to negotiate for higher caps, closer to $500. Still, insurers do support the overall idea of caps. Nicole Kasabian-Evans of the California Association of Health Plans says there's a bigger problem here: the pharmaceutical companies that set the drug prices.
This is unsustainable, and it's going to have a major impact on the price of healthcare.
She says even if insurers lower the copays for patients who take specialty drugs, the price the insurers pay stays the same. Eventually, they say the only way to balance the books will be to raise monthly premiums for everyone.
It will catch up with premium prices, ultimately.
Meanwhile, Michael Lawrence's battle over Hep C drugs continues. Turns out that $140,000 regimen he took last year didn't work. He fell into the 5% of patients who don't respond. But now he's caught wind of a new drug that's coming down the pipeline.
As soon as they hear out, I'm taking them.
He's drafting another series of emails and letters to get it approved and to find the money to pay for it. For the California Report, I'm April Dymbosky.
And that's the California Report for Thursday, May 21st, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Queena Kim. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. The James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. More at irvine.org. And Digital Foundry, working with leading organizations to jumpstart digital innovation. More online at digitalfoundry.com.